The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode. For over a year now, we've been watching online marketplace Etsy.com, and some of the sellers there look like a public health hazard. In an alert we just published, we found people selling do-it-yourself injectables. Some of them are meant to mimic Ozempic and claim to contain semaglutide. Some of the listings even use the trademark term Ozempic in them. And in proof that the criminals of the world never rest, last October, long before there was an approved injectable containing tirzepatide, we found the raw chemical for sale on Etsy.com. That listing stayed for a week before finally disappearing from the platform. I just want to say here that you should never inject yourself with anything you buy off Etsy. We found multiple sellers on Etsy labeling their chemicals as for research purposes or not for human consumption. They often refer to their buyers as home researchers, which seems entirely unbelievable. We also saw unapproved foreign medications as well as raw chemicals, which are posted using only the molecular description or the International Chemical Abstract Services number. Some of the precursor chemicals we found can be used to make psychoactive drugs, and in at least one example, methamphetamine. Most of this is not allowed by Etsy's terms of service, so enforcement of those terms is one clear way they could make the public safer. The other would be for Congress to pass the Shop Safe Act, which ensures that platforms like Etsy work with brands to remove trademark-infringing counterfeit medicines, like those fake weight loss injectables, from the platform. To learn more about the ShopSafe legislation, which PSM has endorsed, and to see all our examples of people selling unsafe things on Etsy, go to our website at safemedicine.org.